Okay, we're back to Project Independence and You on Senior Talk Radio 88.1 FM. We're here with Jerry Peretzman, who has been my co-host and will be for the rest of the morning, and with Tony Logue from the Attorney General's office and Peter Janowski from Jenny Montgomery Scott, talking about basically trying to avoid scams that seniors get taken advantage of with. Program that's going through the town of North Hempstead is Project SAFE, Seniors Against Financial Exploitation. And at the break, what we wanted to come back to was internet safety. Seniors are getting more and more internet savvy. They go to websites, they do Amazon, they Google, you know, and with grandchildren. You know, grandchildren are away. I know Jerry has grandchildren, but, you know, they're away. The only way to see them is with an iPhone or Skype. In fact, the town of North Hempstead has programs for Skype for seniors to learn how to do it and use it, which is tremendous. You know, 20 years ago, if your grandchild was in California, you saw him once a year. Mm-hmm. Now, literally, you can talk to him every week. Every week is every day.
Right.
Touch on some of that, if you don't mind, Tony.
Sure, no problem. So, the internet is an amazing resource, but with that, you have to really, you know, you're open to everyone. And so everyone is vulnerable, not just seniors, but everyone. You really need, I can't stress this enough, a strong password. You can't have like one of your kids' names or your animals, because that kind of information is easily obtainable. You should mix it up with, you know, capital letters, not necessarily a word or maybe a conjunction. Someone had suggested,
No, wait, we got to back up. What's a conjunction?
Oh, sorry. Sorry. You know, like put two words together with numbers to try to, you know, shake it up and then change it, you know, every so often, like every few months. You should be only using secured websites. That's up on the upper left-hand corner of the screen. It has https://. Just you want to make sure that the websites that you're signing on to and giving information on are secure. So I would not give personal information on any website that you did not have an account or, that sort of thing that you're not familiar with. Do not, when you get emails can be dangerous if you don't know the person. If you open up an email attachment, that can bring in a, what is that called?
Virus.
Yeah, right. to your computer, and then they can get access to your personal information on your computer, as well as shutting down your computer. So, sometimes you get these, they're called phishing emails, like from someone from Ethiopia. You know, I'm a prince from Ethiopia, but they're struggling to, you know, get back in their position, and they're asking for money, and they sound really sympathetic. Be careful of those. Don't give any personal information. Those are scams, period. If you don't know the person that's sending the email, don't respond to it. I've got an email purportedly from a friend of mine saying that she was in Europe and someone had stolen her purse. It was a Yahoo account. And I knew she was not in Europe, and it was spelled, it had all misspellings in the email, and they were asking for money because she couldn't get back to the United States. Right. So, you know, it was, I just called her up and said, you're getting this, you need to, you know, close down your Yahoo account, because people, you know, they're obviously looking for funds, and your Yahoo account has been compromised. And then finally, don't use credit cards online when making purchases. Only use credit cards, because debit cards, only use debit cards are connected to your bank account. So with that, once you use your debit card, they have your information to get into your bank account. So with credit cards, if there's any scams or they, you know, fraudulent purchases on that, you can dispute it with the credit card company. With the using a debit card, there's no dispute resolution on that.
Actually, about a half hour ago, when I was saying my wife got contacted, I made a purchase. Uh-huh. I specifically used a credit card instead of my debit card, just so I know that if it was a scam, because I was doing it online. Mm-hmm. I spoke to the person on the phone and I did it online, because a lot of things are purchased online these days. I understand that. I'm comfortable. I mean, you know, eBay, Amazon, so many things going through with it. But it's a first purchase for me. I specifically did it on a credit card, so I'd be backed up just in case, or if I had to stop the payment or something. versus the debit card.
Right, it protects you.
Yes,
what you want.
Exactly.
And if they get into your debit card, which is your bank account, and they get a couple of thousand out before you pay attention, you're not getting it back.
It's tough luck. Right.
Right. The credit card, you can fight it and say, right, I didn't buy that coat or that sweet, whatever it is. But with the debit card, they've hit your account and you're gone. I mean, and you wouldn't see that because it's $400 a day or $500, whatever the amount is. You do it for 2 or 3 days, but then you go to make a check and you look at your balance, it's too late. And the other thing, recently, this happened to me. I got, looked very official, from FedEx. And they couldn't
email?
Yeah, they couldn't deliver something to my house.
I got one of those too.
And they had, and I said, you know, I've learned, because I've crashed a couple of computers, and my kids say, Dad, you open everything. Now I open nothing. So I've gone from everything to nothing. Mm-hmm. And so I said, forget it. And I got it a couple of days in a row. And I don't know what, on the last one, I looked. The tracking number was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I mean, they just, right, that's like, and then now I'll Google it and say FedEx, and then that was a scam. So I don't know what they wanted, just to make maybe a virus or something, but you just, unless, same thing, unless I know it's coming, say, from Tony, and I was expecting something from you, you know, and you know it yourself, you, hi, how are you, baby? It's like, how are you, baby?
I get a lot of babies, so. No, my belief is if you're not expecting the email, then just don't pay attention to it.
Right, right.
Another thing that relates to banks is use of the ATM machine.
Ooh.
sometimes there's a problem at the ATM machines and it doesn't work. But I've seen an older person at an ATM machine in Northern Boulevard, where I live, in Great Neck, and somebody said, oh, you're having a problem, let me help you. You never know who it is. If you have a problem with the ATM machine, go into the bank and ask a bank employee to come out and help you. But don't rely on a well-meaning stranger. That well-meaning stranger may not be such a well-meaning stranger. And once they get your code, it's just like it's a debit card, and clean out your account.
Right. Again,
I mean, and not everyone who says, let me help you, is a crook.
I understand.
But the crooks will be there. And if it's an older person, seems to be stumbling. And you've seen that. I mean, I see that not so much at the ATM machines, but you go into a supermarket and there's an older person, doesn't quite know how to use a credit card, and, you know, puts it in the wrong way, doesn't do this. And it happens at the ATMs too. Be very, very careful if someone says, let me help you, unless you really know the person. But the best advice I've found is go into the bank and say, there's something wrong with the machine. I can't make my card to work. One of the bank employees comes out and helps you.
I agree. Right. You know, you said something there. Not everybody is bad. And because of social media and newspapers and everything else, you're hearing more and more. But the point is, you have to be your own advocate. At the end of the day, because unfortunately there are, even if it's the one person in a crowd of 100, why should you be the victim? And it's a terrible way to live. That when somebody says, can I help you across the street, you wonder if they're really trying to put their hand in your pocket. But you're better off to be safe. There's no other way to say it. Yeah. I mean, be with your family, be with your friends. But when you're in the midst of a stranger, accept the person as a stranger. Right. Not bad. But he's a stranger at this point. Until he becomes closer to me, I have to. You cover your thing at the ATM, and you're right. Why would you ask a stranger to help you?
Well,
because
they're right there. You know, they're behind the line in you, and you're someone. I've seen an older person stumbling. They put their card in the wrong way, or and this person says, well, let me help you. And they take, and
I agree.
They know the code. I mean, it's.
I used an ATM, literally about a month ago for the first time ever. I never use it.
Oh.
My wife always uses it, and she'll give me cash. So we went to a place we had.
I wouldn't admit that on the air.
Yeah, whatever. I don't use it. That's why I'm saying social media is not for me.
Would your wife give me cash, too?
And I went to pay.
You have a nice relationship. Right.
I went to pay at a pizzeria. We had lunch. I went to pay. The guy says, we're going to take cash. I said, I have a dollar. What do you want to do? He had an ATM in the thing. I was like, oh, God, how do I do it?
Right.
But I figured it out. But no, I agree with you. And that would have been a perfect example, asking for the help, but I knew my number, at least the PIN number.
Next week's show is going to be Technology and You by John Ryan.
Right.
He's going to describe his 8-track that he just put into his car radio.
Right.
Betamax.
No. You know what? You either are up to date or you're not. I'm not. So therefore, that's fine. You know, but for the people who are, Jerry's making a good point. Be up to date enough to know the safeguards too. I would be the perfect scammer because I don't know enough, and I would turn around and say, could you help me do this? And then we're all in trouble.
That's right.
So either get your kids, get your friends to know how to use something correctly, otherwise don't use it.
Before we close, we should give out Tony's phone number again, our phone number again.
Tony's number for anybody who have any questions, okay, it's 516-248-3301. That's the Attorney General's office in Mineola.
Correct.
Right on Old Country Road. And they will send you. I mean, bottom line, you'll call them, you have a question, they will direct you to the right person. And hopefully the question will be, you know, something prior to anything happening. If it's serious, of course. I mean, I remember one of our programs, we sent somebody right over to you.
Yes, that's right.
It was last year at one point. Yeah. And I said, I don't know what the answer is. Call Tony, and they didn't call you directly. I mean, they called you directly, actually.
Right.
Because I didn't have that number at the time. So I said, you know, call you, and we took it from there. Mm-hmm. And then if you want a program brought to your center, your community center, your senior center, et cetera, call 516-535-3421. Ask for Peter because he'll be the one that will book them.
Or you could call us about anything. If you have a question about anything you're sketchy about going on with investments or anything right now, feel free to give us a call. It doesn't have to be about a program.
One thing I have to bring up, this is Project Safe for the town of North Hempstead. We always try to bring the best people on the show, but we do not endorse anybody. So it's very important. Just because a person's on the show, we're not saying this is the person to talk to. Of course, the Attorney General is a different story. Okay, you can call Tony anytime you want.
There's no competition.
Right, your taxpayer dollars.
Right.
We're ready to take another break. Tony and Peter will not be back. I thank you guys so much. This was really a tremendous morning. I'll be seeing a lot more of both of you as the next couple of months go on. And have a great holiday weekend. You're listening to 88.1 FM. We'll be right back.